Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time to be fearless and create your ideal life. It's time for peace, love, and freedom. Yes, it is time for Awaken to Empowerment. Hi there, this is Carol Ann Parisi coming to you live and thriving in the Midwest of Chicagoland area. Hope everybody's having an amazing day. Thank you for joining me. And let's talk what's going on in the world, man. So many things. Healthcare reform is still the same. It's still Obamacare. Some people are happy about that. Some people are not. Best way to defeat and not need healthcare is take care of yourself. Take care of yourself, body, mind, spirit. Eat holistically. Eat real food. Some new wonderful things are out about low-carb eating. And we've talked about this on our show before. And the best way to help reduce and help heal, if you will, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is by, you know, eating low-carb. Those ketones do some great things. There was an article over the weekend that ketones are actually phenomenal for the brain, too, showing amazing results. 2 tablespoons of our favorite coconut oil taken twice a day, 1 tablespoon, you know, twice a day, could actually help reverse Alzheimer's disease. There was a study, a woman in England, and studies have been done, and this one woman actually did it. She was a doctor, and she gave her husband 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and doing the clock test, he was actually, after 2 months, profoundly better. So, healthcare. Hey, let's take care of the dogs. I'm going to have you all listen to some meditation music as we get a little bit going here, and I'm going to take care of these yipping and yapping and yahooies. So, we'll talk more about coconut oil here in a minute. Just listen to music, and I'll be right back. a big gathering. All right, thank you. Sorry about that few minute delay, but you know, got these adorable little dogs, and sometimes they just are such little animals. I scoop them up and I put them upstairs. Hope you enjoyed that meditation music, and I hope you're fully relaxed and fully open to receive today's message. We were talking about low-carb, high-fat diets, how ketones are actually good for type 2 diabetes, how ketones are now proving to be phenomenal. The ketogenic way of life is proving to be wonderful for Alzheimer's and its implications. Also, it helps you lose weight. So maybe we'll start getting some great low-carb recipes online and starting to do stuff like that. I've been doing the low-carb. Costco has these wonderful things on sale this month, I believe, till like April 15th, and they're called Wisps, and they're phenomenal. Wisps are just Parmesan cheese that are like toasted, and just they're great little crunchy snacks. High protein, perfect for zero-carb people like myself. Your green vegetables. I mean, we could go through tonight's show a little bit discussing some low-carb principles. If you've never done low-carb before, really you want to try it. You want to make sure, though, you drink a lot of water because it does do a little, you know, craziness on your kidneys. But you really, really want to go ahead and learn what the low-carb diet is. Now, I can say it for you in a really quick and easy way. Anything lean and green. So any meat and any green vegetables are a really good part of a low-carb diet. Now, mushrooms are fantastic. Daikon, spinach is one of the very best. But, you know, the most amazing benefit of low-carbohydrate diet is the reduction of patients with type 2 diabetes medication levels. It was more than double of the amount that volunteers following a lifestyle program with high-carbohydrate diet. So, you know, there's low-carb is a great way to go. Now, here's some little beginner's tips. So if you want to really do, you know, get some health benefits here, you can eat all you want until you feel satisfied. So there's no calorie counting, no products, no pills, no surgery. It's just your food, food that you can buy at the grocery store. You don't need to, you know, you could do this yourself. Low-carb diets work. They've been used for over 150 years. And just about everybody really knows someone who has successfully tried, lost weight, and actually has successfully achieved their weight loss goals through low carb. So scientific studies now prove that compared to other diets, low carb is more effective. You can make your low carb even simpler and just, you know, check in with us here. We're going to probably do some low carb things. So really, what is low carb? A low carb diet means you need fewer carbohydrates and higher proportion of fat. It's often called low-carb, high-fat diet, LCHF. Most importantly, you minimize your intake of sugar and starches. As we've discussed here before, sugar's the devil. It's bad, 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 bad. So, you know, you can eat, and then actually, you know, when you cut the sugar out, it's really going to be, you know, besides weight loss, it does control your blood sugar. We talked about that, and it's science has proven it to be true. So here are the basics. Eat meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, growing above ground, and natural fats like butter. Avoid sugar and starchy foods like bread, pasta, rice, beans, and potatoes. Eat when you're hungry until you're satisfied. It's that simple. So you do not need to count calories or weigh your food. And forget about that industrialized, you know, frankenfood, that low-fat food that's produced by companies. So so here's the deal. There are solid scientific reasons why low-carb diets work. when you avoid sugar and starches, your blood sugar stabilizes, and that stabilizes your level of insulin, and the fat-storing hormones drop. It increases fat burning and makes you feel satiated. That's it. So who should not do a low-carb diet? Most people can safely start any kind of low-carb diet right away, but in the following three situations, you may need extra preparation. So this is not for everyone. See your doctor. If you're on medication for diabetes, don't do it. See your doctor. Talk to your doctor about it. Hopefully you have a holistic practitioner. If you're taking medication for high blood pressure or if you're breastfeeding. And that's it. That's that. That's all. So remember, anything lean, clean, and green, any protein, any fish, any chicken, meat, and any vegetables growing above the ground. So generally, you don't want your root vegetables. Those have a higher carbohydrate count. So it's really good for you. There's some great recipes and, things online. And hopefully this has been helpful to you. I made a phenomenal, I'll give you a little low-carb, easy-peasy, deliciously creamy, yummy recipe. You can buy the riced cauliflower now. So I buy it every week. Costco sells it here in the Midwest. I don't know if they sell it all over. But you take the riced cauliflower. You can take, a head of cauliflower, put it in your food processor if you want to do that. I like easy and peasy. You go ahead and you take that and you kind of steam your cauliflower a little bit, get it a little bit soft. And then I buy this delicious Bertolli Alfredo sauce with mushrooms. And then you could stick any other kinds of vegetables in there. Today I used some of the broccoli that I put in there. I've done it with spinach and asparagus. You can stick chicken chunks in there. you could put, I put mushrooms in there, and then I topped it off with those delicious wisps that I was telling you about. The bottom of the package is a little crumbly. It makes great, it's phenomenal. It's carb-free, and it's crunchy, and it fits right on top of this casserole. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Low-carb, healthy, creamy, delicious goodness. And, Green Giant has some mashed cauliflower potatoes. Oh, my goodness, to die for. So there's so much great stuff out there, for low-carb living, and it's easy. One of the things we did say, you got to be real careful with the blood pressure medication and low-carb. There's a risk of getting some low blood pressure because you may be coming too healthy for your medication. The blood pressure lowering effect on low carb can happen within a few days. So you got to be careful. You don't want your blood pressure to crash on you. It also may take months or years, but if you feel weak or dizzy and you're on low blood pressure or blood pressure medication, check your blood pressure. If it's low, 120/80, you should contact your doctor. So maybe you can lower or, tether down. I don't say stop your medication. I'd love to say stop your medication. I'm a big proponent of naturals. But just to stop, I don't think that's the way to go, Watch your salt and bouillon. Watch your salty foods. Don't do a lot of packaged foods. Remember, whole, holistic foods are the way to go. So low-carb. Low-carb, high, yummy, good fat, coconut oil. So hopefully that was fun for you as it was for me because I just am so excited about, low carb. I lost a ton of weight on it. I'm back on it again. And, you could go, I went off a day. I'm sure I got myself out of ketosis, but I feel great. I feel phenomenal. So that's the diet discipline for today, weight loss discipline. There's so much to talk about. Just wondering if Trump is going to build a wall. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. There's going to be eminent domain and property seizure. That's a problem. That's something that's not so awesome. But we do need to control borders. 14-year-old girl was raped by people that came to this country illegally, and it's just horrible. Immigration is great. Immigrants make America great, absolutely. We're almost all children of immigrants. I'm a first-generation born from an immigrant myself, but doggone it, assimilate. Maybe y'all are paying attention a little bit to Leah Remini, and she's doing that show, Scientology, The Aftermath. She got signed up for season two, an A&E show, and it's very interesting, you know. They are a church, and it's interesting what they do as a church. So who knows? It's been renewed. Hopefully, it says here, do you think legal action is necessary? You don't think they'll come to a moral awakening? Morally, they believe they're doing the right thing. They believe what L. Ron Hubbard says is to be followed to a T. Wow. There's no thinking for yourself in Scientology. The policy is what it says, and Hubbard's words. It's drilled into you from the moment you read Dianetics. The only way to expose what's happening is to continue to tell stories. David Miscavige isn't going to have a moment. Has anyone from the church reached out to you? No. And she wants to be clear, I'm not trying to turn people. We don't need to get people to come out. We're hearing from people who haven't spoken before. They've been brainwashed into believing they could do nothing, and they were told there'd be heavy repercussions. Scientology stretches so far into Hollywood. So, you know, call your councilman, write the IRS, make noise about it, encourage people to come forward. You know, we're not happy, politics aside. What we can do about it, people are doing what they can, and it's a great thing. So they say it's a cult, an abusive cult. So I've got some L. Ron Hubbard books here. I've never read it. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, so I believe in the Bible, and no one makes me follow any rules. God, the God that I serve, gives me free will, and, you know, I choose to try and live by biblical principles to be excellent to others, and, you know, says love one another. It's one of the greatest commandments, so peace, love, and freedom, that's a good thing. So we got the low-carb thing. Let's see, anything else? I think we're good. Now, from one of my New Age sites that I read, and then we'll get into the Four Agreements. It's just, there's so much stuff out there. It's so awesome. They're mid-gateway shift in progress, and today's the last day for that. So it says we're in our second amplification of this major timeline shift, March 23rd to the 27th. Meditate, pray, visualize. 5D New Earth, allowing the uncomplimentary lower timeless to drop from your reality. Okay? Embodiment is the key for the quantum effect to unfold. Breathe and welcome forth the emergence of a higher Christed self. Gatekeepers and grid workers. This is a solar grid force weekend. The solar applies to all gates, the great central sun, galactic center, Solaris, Gaia, and your own heart center. On behalf of it all, let's bring this forth. Our timeline shift is upon us, already in progress and unfolding. Over the next few weeks, gateway key triggers on Equinox March 20th, which we had. That's beginning of spring solstice. That was last week. I think we said that too. From March 23rd to 27th, and from April 3rd to 7th, it's a profound experience, a combination of leaving, rising, ecstasy, revelation, new sensations, and embodying all at once. After the visions of the etheric bands of light aligning for equinox, the solar amplification, and what's happening in the consciousness of the light tribe, we arrive at the point when the lower realities will be energetically cut off. We have a critical mass to reveal the alternative reality of freedom, peace, and divine love. This is a divine opportunity for ascension masters. It's imperative that we assist Gaia in revealing that has already been created a Christed planet of peace, unity, and consciousness. Let us now embody the templates of self now. Let us focus on global embodiment. Okay, well, I do believe that we become what we think about most of the time. Okay, this is actually from lovehasone.org. It's a little woohoo, new agey for me, but going back, you know, peace, love, and freedom. You know, we are called to love one another. We are called to be peacemakers, but we are also called to truth. okay? There is truth. You need to you need to be truthful. So, you know, with all this political rancoring what's going on, it's just disgusting. Politics is such a divisive and, you know, hate-baiting culture. It's taking someone out, and it's not people being excellent to each other. And that's what is hurting this country right now. You know, I was not a big fan of the former president, but I wanted the former president to do good for all of us here in America. Unfortunately, it wasn't all great. And yes, it would be wonderful if everybody got free stuff, okay? I get it. I like free stuff. But when you have a system where you are taxing your hardest working people and redistributing to people who don't want to work, it's wrong. The hardest working people should be generous with what they have, and people that can't work and people that are disabled and have, you know, issues. Fine, you know, we're called here to love each other and help each other out. But, you know, redistribution of wealth is immoral. You know, you should be able to keep the fruit of your own labor. You should be able to give to who you want to give to on your own volition, okay? So, I mean, volition is a great word. That is, you know, that's our consciousness. That is, our volition is our consciousness. It's something we need to do. It's a moral imperative if someone is alive and awakened and conscious. And, you know, and sometimes the best way to give is to give when you don't have anything to give. You give out of your need, not out of your greed. It's all good. But when you're forced to, forced and compelled to give, money to things that, unrepresented taxation, it's a crime. I live in Illinois, and our property taxes here are insane, and they are going up even more insane, and people are leaving the state. It's crazy. So, you know, love each other, help each other the best you can, but let's maintain freedom, you know? We want peace, we want love, we want freedom. Pay attention to what's going on. Get engaged, get involved. Talk to people. Talk to people. Don't talk at people, talk to people. Engage, listen to people, listen to what others have to say. Get different points of view, although sometimes some people just don't like that. They can't handle different points of view. Don't know why. It's all good. Get engaged. Make life happen for yourself. Hopefully we'll start getting some of these oppressive policies off of our collective backs here. So let's go to the four agreements, because this is a great part of the show. And it kind of goes along with what I just said, okay? Here. Remember, there's a very high cost to low living, okay? High cost to low living. So here's the fourth agreement, always do your best. And when my son was a little boy, my husband would have two rules for him. Always tell the truth and always do your best. And those are just really two basic great rules we can all live by. So the fourth agreement is always do your best, and it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. And your habits are your subconscious, man. You've got to go ahead and embed that subconscious. You've got to. If you want to change your life, if you want to create your ideal life, and make an impact for effective change and transformative change, you've got to work on that subconscious. So always do your best. Remember, we had the three other agreements. And it's from the Toltec, and this is from the book, The Four Agreements, by Don Michael Ruiz. I guess there's a new book out there. I can't wait to get it. Let's see if we can find those four agreements. They're awesome. Be impeccable with your word. Remember, sinning against yourself is not being—it's not saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And for me, I've been trying not to shop, although I have. I went with my girlfriend yesterday, and I went and bought a book for her and a book for me. And actually, the book I bought for me, I can't. Andy Andrews, the Traveler's Journey or something. It looks really good. It's about a guy that just lost everything, lost his job, and his life just like mellow out. So I'm going to be reading that. It's an old book from 2010, I think. So remember, first agreement is be impeccable with your word. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Don't take it personally. You're not that important, okay? The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Remember, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get right to the book. It's on page 75 in the soft cover book. So under any circumstances, always do your best. No more, no less. I try and do always more than my best. Interesting. Let's continue. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality, and other times it will not be as good. Oh, I like that. That's very comfortable. Doesn't that feel comfortable? That's really awesome. We're going to unpack this even more. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be better than when you're tired at night. Your best will be different when you're healthy as opposed to when you're sick. Very interesting. Or sober as opposed to drunk. No kidding. Your best will depend on whether you're feeling wonderful and happy or upset, angry, jealous, sad, depressed. In your everyday mood, your best can change from one moment to another, from 1 hour to the next, from one day to another. Your best will also change over time. As you build the habit of four new agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. Regardless of quality, keep doing your best. No matter, no more, no less than your best. Always do your best. If you try too hard to do more than your best, you will spend more energy than it is needed. And in the end, your best will not be enough. When you overdo, you deplete your body and go against yourself, and will take you longer to accomplish your goal. This is awesome. I love this book. I think we should read this book again. This book is so awesome. But if you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustration, self-judgment, guilt, and regret. Just do your best. In any circumstance in your life, it doesn't matter if you're sick or tired. If you always do your best, there's no way you could judge yourself. And if you don't judge yourself, there's no way you're going to suffer from guilt, blame, and self-punishment. By always doing your best, you will break a big spell that you've been under. There was a man who wanted to transcend suffering, so he went to the Buddhist temple to find the master to help him. He went to the master and asked, "Master, if I meditate 4 hours a day, how long will it take for me to transcend?" The master looked at him and said, "If you meditate 4 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 10 years. Thinking he could do better, the man then said, "Oh, Master, then what if I meditate 8 hours a day? How long will it take me to transcend?" "If you meditate 8 hours a day, perhaps it'll take you to transcend in 20 years. "But why will it take me longer if I meditate more?" the man asked. The master replied, "You are not here to sacrifice your joy or your life. You are here to live, to be happy, and to love. If you can do your best in 2 hours of meditation, but you spend 8 hours instead, you will only grow tired and miss the point, and you won't enjoy your life. Do your best, and perhaps you will learn that no matter how long you meditate, you could live, love, and be happy." I like that. Kind of nice, huh? Doing your best, you're going to live your life intensely. You're going to be productive. You are going to be good to yourself because you will be giving to yourself, to your family and community, to everything. But in this action, it's going to make you feel intensely happy. When you always do your best, you take action. Doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. That's it. Do what you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Most people do exactly the opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward, and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason they don't do their best. For example, most people go to work every day just thinking of payday and the money that they'll get from this work that they are doing. They can hardly wait for Friday or Saturday, whatever day they receive their money, and can take time off. They are working for the reward. And as a result, they resist work. then they try to avoid the action and become more difficult, and they don't do their best. They work so hard all week long, suffering the work, suffering the action, not because they like to, because they feel they have to. They have to work because they have to pay the rent, because they have to support their family. They have all that frustration, and they do receive their money, but they are unhappy. They have 2 days to rest, to do what they want. But what do? They try to escape. They get drunk because they don't like themselves. They don't like their life. There are many ways that we hurt ourselves when we don't like who we are. On the other hand, if you take action just for the sake of doing it without expecting a reward, you'll find that you enjoy every action you do. Rewards will come, but you're not attached to the reward. You can even get more than you would have imagined for yourself without expecting a reward. If we like what we do, if we always do our best, then we're really enjoying life. We're having fun. We don't get bored. We don't have frustrations. When you do your best, you don't get the judge, the opportunity to find you guilty or blame you. If you've done your best and the judge tries to judge you according to your book of laws, you've got the answer. Hey, I did my best. There are no regrets. That's why we always keep doing our best. Not an easy agreement to keep, but this agreement's really going to set you free. When you do your best, you learn to accept yourself. But when you have to be aware and learn from your mistakes, learning from your mistakes means practice. Look honestly at the results and keep practicing. This increases your awareness. Doing your best really doesn't feel like work because you enjoy whatever you're doing. You know you're doing your best when you are enjoying the action or doing it in a way that will not have a negative repercussions for you. You do your best because you want to do it, not because you have to do it, not because you're trying to please the judge, and not because you're trying to please other people. You are doing the best because that's who you are, and that is being, this is I'm ad-libbing here, but that's being authentic to your intrinsic self. If you take action because you have to, then there's no way you're going to do your best. Then it's better not to do it. No, you don't do your best because you do your best all the time makes you happy. When you're doing your best just for the pleasure of doing it, you're taking action because you enjoy the action. Action is about living fully. Inaction is a way that we deny life. Inaction is sitting in front of the television every day for years because you're afraid to be alive and taking the risk of expressing what you are. Expressing what you are is taking action. You have many great ideas in your head, but what makes the difference is action. Without action upon an idea, there'll be no manifestation, no results, and no reward. Duh. Good example comes from the story about Forrest Gump. He didn't have great ideas, but he took action. He was happy because he always did his best at whatever he did, and he was richly rewarded without expecting any reward at all. Taking action is being alive. It's taking the risk to go out and express your dream. This is different than imposing your dream on someone else because everyone has the right to express his or her own dream. Doing your best is a great habit to have. I do my best in everything. I do and feel. Doing my best has become a ritual in my life because I made a choice to make it a ritual. So in India, they perform a ritual called Puju. They take idols that represent God in many different forms and bathe them, feed them, give their love to them. They even chant mantras to these idols. The idol itself is not important. What's important is the way they perform the ritual and the way they say, I love you, God. God is life. God is life in action. The best way to say, I love you, God, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and right now. Whatever life takes away from you, let it go. When you surrender and let go of the past, you allow yourself to be fully alive in the moment. Letting go of the past means you can enjoy the dream that is happening right now. If you live in a past dream, you don't enjoy what's happening right now because you will always wish to be different than it is. There's no time to miss anyone or anything because you're alive. Not enjoying what is happening right now is living in the past. If you were born with the right to be happy, you were born with the right to love. to enjoy, to share your love. You are alive, to take life and enjoy it. Don't resist life passing through you, because that is God passing through you. Just your existence proves the existence of God. Your existence proves the existence of life and energy. Wow, this is deep. This is deep, 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 deep. So don't be concerned about the future. Keep your attention on today. Stay in the present moment. Just live one day at a time and always do your best. Keep those agreements, and soon it'll be easy for you. Today is the beginning of your new dream. So this was pretty deep. You know, the four agreements are a summary of the mastery of a transformation. One of the masteries of the Toltec, your transformation to hell and to heaven. The dream of the planet is transformed in your personal dream of heaven. The four agreements are there. If you adopt these agreements and respect their meaning and power, just do your best to honor the agreements. You could make this agreement today. I choose to honor the four agreements. So simple and logical, even a child can understand them. But you must have a very strong will and be very strong will to keep these agreements. Why? Because wherever we go and find our path is full of obstacles. Everyone tries to sabotage our commitment to these new agreements, and everything around us is set up to break them. The problem is the other agreements that are part of the dream of the planet. They are alive and they are very strong. You need to be a great hunter, a great warrior who can defend these four agreements with your life. Your happiness, your entire way of living depends on it. The warrior's goal is to transcend this world, to escape from this hell and never come back. The Toltecs teach us this reward is to transcend the human experience of suffering, to become the embodiment of God. That is the reward. We really need to use every bit of power we have to succeed in keeping these agreements. You know, it's always doing your best to do them. And these are really good. I mean, I'm also looking at this with a Christian perspective, is everything we are to do, we are to, you know, glorify God in, so that's doing our best. Be impeccable with your word. That's in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie, you know. don't take anything personally. That's just a good agreement for your own self-preservation, right? Don't make assumptions. You know, I think 3 and 4 are really good for your own self-preservation. But always do your best. And God is life, and life in action. You know, I really think that we could all make our lives a better, you know, journey. And that would totally help make our world a better place. Because really, you know, we are all connected. I do believe that. And we are called to love each other. But if you don't love yourself, and if you don't be honest with yourself and impeccable with your word to yourself, and if you take things personally because your ego is so big that you really think it's all about you, and, you know, you're always having to control things, and then not doing your best, how is that benefiting you? So let's go over those agreements really quick again, and be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. See, taking things personally and making assumptions are from the ego. And we've talked about ego and an overinflated ego, where it's a misappropriated ego. We are here to be love. We are here to represent love. We've got to remember that love is truth, and truth is love, and our highest and best. So this has been a really awesome book. Next week we're going to talk a little bit about the Toltec Path to Freedom and breaking old agreements. So that's some interesting stuff right there. I hope you enjoyed me reading it as much as I enjoyed reading it to you. You know, it's a matter of discipline, and we've got The Power of Discipline here, too, by Brian Tracy, and, you know, self-discipline in goals, self-discipline in character, self-discipline and time management. I mean, I'm really gotten bad with my time management because my time is all my own. And I've, you know, that's because my goals are constantly changing. I'm in a very state of transition right now. And obviously it's transforming me by default. So it's not a bad thing. But, I mean, I'm taking care of my elderly dad. And, you know, I've got all kinds of stuff that's going on there. And, you know, I also, you know, I've got a lot of stuff in my house that I need to sell on eBay or do something with. I just am, you know, thinking, I'm trying to think of what I could do to make it beneficial for my family and for others. And I've got, you know, I don't know. So that's part of my problem, too. So I've had, you know, some businesses. And I've got some merchandise that's brand new. And, yes, I could donate it. But then my family's not going to benefit financially from it. And it's not like I'm working. So, I mean, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. We're okay. But, I mean, I pay for this radio show. I, you know, try and pay for as much stuff as I can out of money that, you know, that's from my family. So, anyway, all that to say, that's where my life journey is right now. So, that's why I'm not good with time management. What is your excuse? I don't know. You got to look at that for yourself. Self-discipline and personal health, we talked about that today. You know, see your doctor, see if you could do this low-carb thing. If you've got, you know, a diabetes situation or high blood pressure, be sure you check with your doctor. But, you know, check into some of the articles online about ketogenic diets and Alzheimer's and coconut oil and Alzheimer's. Try to go natural and, you know, simple foods. You don't have to, you know, vegetables and meat, things that our body is, like, designed to use, not the pastries from the Walmart, sorry, with all the high-fructose corn syrup and all the, you know, the fat, the unstable fat that they put in there. It's all toxic, really. So you self-discipline your personal health, self-discipline and money. You know, I mean, don't spend what you don't have. You know, don't spend what you don't have. And other people's money is not your money. It's their money. Don't expect somebody to give you something just because you're here. We don't, you know, reality does not have a trophy for showing up. Reality and success does not have a participation trophy. Now, remember, if you always do your best and you're enjoying what you're doing, you're going to be wildly successful. It's truth. It's a principle. Okay? Now, self-discipline and courage. Go bold, be brave. Don't be an idiot. Don't jump off a, you know, 100-story building. You're not an eagle. You're not going to fly. But be bold, be wise. And self-discipline and responsibility. So, your power of self-discipline is huge. You know, we were here talking about the power of self-discipline and personal health. And the key, and this is from the book, it says here, the key to perfect health can be summarized in 5 words. Eat less and exercise more. So here's self-discipline and money. In reading the lives of great men, I found the first victory that they won was over themselves. Self-discipline, with all of them, came first. So what does that look like, you know? Self-discipline is important. Purposeful action. I mean, this book is awesome. I'm going to read more about it next time probably. I'm getting a little weary right now. Why don't we just take a quick few minute break? I'm going to have a little bit to drink. And maybe I'll get back into the self-discipline, the second part of our show here. How about some of our meditation music? Let's play Peace of Mind. Let's rock out a little bit. And maybe our next break we'll play some meditation music. But here's Boston. Peace of Mind. Go for it. This is a great song. And that's really the most important thing is peace, love, and freedom, right? So enjoy. All right. Take a look ahead. All right. So has everybody written their goals down? You know, the goals are so important, and I do it, and then I don't stick with them either. I don't deploy self-discipline. I really like this one, a self-discipline of character. Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. I lived like this for a very long time. I was really hard on myself, but I was living, you know. Never excuse yourself. Never pity yourself. Be a hard master to yourself and be lenient to everyone else. And that's Henry Ward Beecher. And I lived like that for a really long time. And just, I guess, one of my, and shame on me because I should not be paying attention to other things, but I guess one of my biggest frustrations with doing that is watching people that were not coming from the same place of integrity and the work ethic and just diligently just working and being rewarded richly for being duplicitous. And shame on me. I mean, this is just reading this. And there's a law of, guess not, comparison. It's my business to do my best for myself and my family. And I speak very, you know, clearly in being involved in the political world for a few years. But you see all these people, all these posers, they're talk about, and they're no action. And that's what I really appreciate about the man in the White House. And man is a man of action. And not a bunch of posing. And he might not be perfect, might be rough around the edges, but, man, I'm sure he lives with a lot of self-discipline. Man doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. I don't know if he understands about indecision, and I'm sure he does care if he gets left behind, though. But I think he's at peace with himself because I think that's who he is. Here's a little thing from the self-discipline and time management. Deep within each person is an intense desire to feel strong, effective, powerful, and in control of his or her own life. You automatically trigger these feelings of self-confidence and self-esteem when you start to work out the task that's most important to you at the moment. So, and that's the ABCD method. Yeah, we're going to do this. You know what? Not going to go into the really depth of this because this is so deep. And we are doing the four agreements right now, but we'll touch on these self-discipline things. But, you know, I think today's show has been interesting. We've talked a little bit about health. We've talked a little bit about the four agreements, a little bit of politics, entrepreneurship. These principles are all entrepreneurial principles. Especially, remember, the four agreements, be impeccable with your word, a good business person. In business, you trust people that are going to complete the task at hand, okay? Be impeccable with your word as a business person. And always do your best as a business person. Those two principles in business are huge. And, of course, don't take things personally. I mean, sometimes you're going to lose accounts. It's not your fault. Don't take it personally. And, you know, don't assume anything. You know, I haven't heard from that client. They're going to get rid of me. Don't assume anything. You can spend your day assuming and driving yourself insane. But I really like today's lesson about always doing your best and really empowering yourself with discipline and, you know, make that discipline to exercise every day, get healthy, get fit, try the low-carb thing, try coconut oil. I've been talking about coconut oil on this show for almost 4 years, so it's a great thing. And then, you know, lots of news out there. Pay attention, be aware, get engaged. I don't know. I mean, I'm really torn about the whole political thing of getting engaged. I'm going to get involved in politics. Get involved with policy and people and understand what's really going on. And the one thing about politics, it's a game of perception. And unfortunately, I do believe we have a very dishonest and biased media that tries to project a perception of people that they don't like or that don't line up with them ideologically. So that's my political rant for the day, kind of, sort of. But there's a lot going on out there. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to check out here. And I think we'll play a little bit of Long Time to check us out. And we'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Hope we enriched your life here today. Hope I gave you something that served you, that you could use to empower your life to make it better. And we're doing a lot of things, so pray for me, because this gal has got a lot of stuff going on. And I've, like I say all the time, clarity is power. Clarity is power. So I'm trying to decide if I'm moving, if I'm staying, where I'm going, what I'm doing, you know, la, la, la. So that's a huge factor in my life. So don't know. If anybody has a great place to live, let me know. Private message me on Facebook at Carol Amparisi on Facebook. And let's go ahead and turn on Longtime Boss. And thanks for joining me. This is Carol Amparisi checking out. We'll catch you next time on Awaken to Empowerment. It's time. Brilliance is in the basics. Ciao, ciao for now.